This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch out, everyone. We are in the presence of a model.
Well,
Hannah.
We don't know yet.
We are commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. You know what's interesting about this story, because Hannah had some modeling experience that I want to hear all about, is two things. One, the first one is Hannah yesterday talked about not wearing makeup into work and just feeling insecure in her own skin, her own beauty. And then number two is we're going to be on Fox 2 later on today. So later on today, if you turn into Fox 2 right around 9:30, we're going to be on TV. And I think we're with an experienced veteran here, because you're doing some modeling on the side now, huh, Hannah?
Yes, supposedly. So I had a company reach out to me through Instagram and ask if I would be interested in modeling in them. So I was like, yeah.
Is it trustworthy when someone reaches out to via Instagram? I'm always like,
it's 50-50.
Yeah, I'm like, are you
legit? You never know what you're going to get, but this is a pretty reputable like company. I've shopped with them before. I know them.
So it's like a boutique or a clothing brand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And
they don't start with OnlyFans,
no,
do
they? No.
I was like, yeah, like, hey, I'm Chuck, and I run OnlyFans. Like, you know a guy named Chuck runs OnlyFans. Okay, so this is real modeling.
Yeah, real modeling place. And so I was like, you know what? I'll try it. And I've modeled for other boutiques and stores before, so I felt like comfortable enough to try and do it again. So I go there, and I go to their headquarters, and they were like, okay, and they sit me down, and immediately it was like way more official than anything I've ever done.
Like, when you went there, was it supposed to be like a interview, or were you supposed to do like a sample, or is this like casting couch, like, hey, like, now that you're here, like, do you want to model? What was this experience?
No,
like,
I knew going in that they would be taking some photos of me, but I thought like maybe I would be a little more farther in.
Our version of a photo shoot is me with my camera taking pictures.
Yeah,
of everybody.
Yeah. AB's our camera
right.
person.
So I walk in and they like sit me down with a clipboard and they're automatically like asking for my measurements. And I was like, oh, wow, okay. They're like, what size denim are you? And I literally didn't know what to say. Like,
I wouldn't
was
either.
Like,
really?
I don't know. And they're asking me all these questions. Like, what's your desired pay? I'm like, I literally don't know.
Ooh.
Like, all around, I'm already like an idiot.
They asked you what your modeling quote is?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know. Usually I just trade. I don't know.
I didn't
want to say. AB does it for free.
Yeah. So I didn't want to say that. So I just was like, I'll get back to you on that, as I'm like calling my entire family on the way home, like crying because I didn't know what to say. So anyway, after that, they put me in the back and they have a dressing room ready for me. And I was like, okay. And they had different outfits on, and they're like, okay, we need you to put on the heels, the jeans, and the top. And I was like, okay. And so I wore high heels, skinny jeans, and this tight black top. Luckily, everything fit, because I did not know even the measurements I gave them. I basically just lied. And so then I walk out there, and they're like, okay, we're going to take 3 photos of you. And I was like, okay, what do I do? And they're like, whatever makes you feel comfortable.
Ooh.
And yeah, so nice. I had to take a picture. They literally
did you do my pose? You know my pose.
Yeah.
Just put your hands
arms
up.
Out.
Hey,
right.
Arms out. Yeah, that's my pose.
Hey. So they literally took a picture of me front, side, back, and that was it. And they sent me home. And they said, we'll let you know by the middle of next week.
If you made it?
And it currently is the middle of next week. I haven't earned anything.
Dang.
And they said they would be letting me know if they liked my look. So if they don't like my look, I will be trapping myself in my basement crying for the next year and a half.
It's not looking good after the 3 photos that set you back
in. I did something similar to this when I was in like elementary school.
Elementary
and
school?
They told me, nope.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. They were like, you're not it. Sorry.
I've always heard like the modeling world is like
It's ruthless.
It sounds like it. I didn't realize that.
And like,
I mean, no one's ever asked me to model.
How do you proceed after they say we don't like your look? Like, I don't know how I'm ever supposed to like look at them the same again. Because what do you mean you don't like my face?
I mean, it's probably because you didn't do my pose. You shouldn't do my pose. It was the pose.
Hands up, hey.
Why do I sound like that?
I'll let you guys know if they think I'm ugly or not.
All right. Jonas Brothers tickets coming your way right after Shaboozey on Y98 St. Louis.